Hello, Malcolm here, and welcome to the Sunday Sample for Corporate Worship Matters. This is episode 96, and today we're talking about the right song in the wrong place. Better than the wrong song in the right place? I don't know, but let me know what you think as we go through this. Now, first of all, a word of explanation. I'm in the dark because it's late Sunday evening after a long day of two services and much going on. It's been brilliant. But I've got a very busy week coming up as we prepare for my daughter's wedding next Saturday. Therefore, a quick recording tonight on this one thing that happened at church today. So a bit of a report on something we did today. So I asked one of the other members of our worship team to pick the songs today. I do it perhaps more often than anybody, but I like to ask other members of the worship team to pick songs every now and again, because otherwise I can get a bit narrow. But that's not the point of today's recording, although I'd like to encourage us to have a variety of people select the songs. But today, what I want to talk about is the fact that one of the songs Wale picked was Sanctuary, a well-known song. You know the song, "Oh Lord, prepare me to be a sanctuary." A lovely, gentle, quite reflective and personal song. There's a little bit of corporate in there, but it's quite reflective, slow, lovely song. But he selected it as the pre-sermon song. Now, he sent me the songs earlier in the week, and on Friday night we talked about it, and I said, "What do you think about this song here before the sermon?" He said, "Well, it's not a very upbeat song, which we would normally have before the sermon, but I wanted to put it there because it's about opening our hearts up to God, and we're going to hear the word of God in a minute. And so let's sing a song that will help our hearts be ready and receptive towards God. Oh Lord, prepare me." And I thought, I love the thinking behind that. Even though it's not the genre or pace or energy of a song we'd normally put there, I like the feeling of it. And he said, "Do you think we should change it?" And I said, "No, keep it." Now, if it doesn't work, let's reflect on that and not do it again another time. But why don't we try it? It's a bit different, unconventional. But I said, the one thing you might want to do, though, is explain to the congregation why we are singing this more effective song at this point instead of a more upbeat song. Let them into the secret so they can engage with it. And that's exactly what he did today at the church service in Lower Early. He stood up to lead the song before the sermon, and he said words to the effect, "This song is about preparing our hearts for God. We need to, I'm sure we want to prepare our hearts to hear the word of God when Ian Stockdale is going to preach in a few minutes. So this song can help us with that. So as we stand to sing, let's let the words of this, not, you know, it's not as upbeat as usual, but let these words prepare us for what's coming next." And we sang the song, and I must say, I felt the congregation appreciated it and got into the song and sang it with a good deal of gusto. It still wasn't a very upbeat, energetic song, but people sang it with the meaning it was meant to have. And sat down, and we were ready. Our hearts were ready and prepared to hear the word of God. And I liked it. I wouldn't want to do that style of song every week, but I'm really grateful that Wale had the courage to try something different. And the combination of having a good reason for it and then explaining it to the congregation seemed to make the right song fit in the wrong place. I wonder if you've had experiences like this. A fast, upbeat song in a place where you'd normally have a more slow and reflective song, or vice versa, like we did this last Sunday. Have you done that? If so, which song was it, and why did you put it in which part of the service, and then how did it go? Let's share our experiences in this, because it's good to change things from time to time, not for the sake of it, but for a good purpose. And when we do and it works, we should let each other know so that we can try it ourselves. So I'd like to try something that you've done, that you found working. So let me know so we can try that either in Watford or in Thames Valley. Leave a comment, please do. Anywhere you hear or see this recording, and if you have a friend who you know might benefit from this, then please pass the link on. If you're watching on YouTube, then hit that notification button and the subscribe button. If you're listening to the podcast, then do leave a comment and or leave us a review. That would be very, very helpful. And until the next time, I hope that the next time you gather with all your friends to worship our great God, that you will worship him with awe and in reverence and with great joy. Take care, and God bless.